Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Avelyn.
And in today's episode, we are doing a special little Devo in honor of Easter weekend. And we will get back to y'all with the last guest of the season, surprisingly enough, next week. But we hope you enjoy this little devotion and jump into God's Word with us. If you like our podcast and want to join in the fun, follow us and comment. Listen to us on any of the main podcast apps.
The website for our podcast will be linked in today's episode description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
Remember to share this podcast with your friends and help grow God's kingdom.
Now let's jump into our 8th episode of season 4. So let's jump into the devotion for today. When I was writing this, I was really pondering what I should do this on. And it came to me, you know, do this on the stillness of God. So that's what we're going to be discussing today, and how to maintain a relationship with Jesus in a way that you might not have thought of before. It's not just the classic, you know, read God's word. We're going to be thinking of God's word in a different way, in a way you may not have pictured it before. So let's start at the beginning here. Let's think about the kind of world we live in. We live in a very materialistic world. And maintaining a relationship with God in this kind of world, let's just be honest, can be very difficult because there are so many distractions shoved in our face that sometimes making time for God can seem near to impossible. I know that's where I've been in my life the past month, and it's shook me. I'm just shook right now. I'm shook. But I finally made time for God. Yes. And it's just like, wow, so peaceful. It get just the je ne sais quoi. So, when you do find time, you become distracted and unable to focus on Him. Literally the description of my life right now. So when you do find time, you become distracted and unable to focus on Him. But have you ever thought that when you sit outside in the peaceful outdoors, that you are sitting in God's Word, constantly surrounded by God's Word? And if you don't understand what I mean here, I'll explain. So in Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." In verses 3, 6, 9, 11, 14, 20, 24, and 26, each verse starts with, "And God said," or "Then God said." God spoke everything into existence. Right? Right. So God's word is not just the book we read constantly. God's word is our lives. God's word is creation around us. So we are constantly surrounded by God's word. So if we're constantly surrounded by the presence of God, why and how can we be so oblivious as to what He's saying to us sometimes? If He's always there, if He is constantly with us, why do we just not hear His voice? And as I was thinking about this, I was like, you know what? I literally can relate to this, because in the past I've wondered, why can't I hear His voice? But I don't know about y'all, I tend to focus the most when I'm sitting outside. I feel so at peace, surrounded by His creation. If you remember Psalm 46:10, it's a classic, I know, but have you ever thought about it in this light? "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. I will be exalted in the earth." Okay, y'all think about that. Just think about it for a second. I will be exalted in the earth. In the creation around us, it's constantly praising Him. God is literally exalted through creation. And if we see Him through so much, you should hear His voice. But I know our lives can get extremely busy, so, so busy, that you just forget to make time for Him. And if you do, you know what? It's not that big of a deal to you. But sometimes to hear God speak, we need to listen in the stillness of His creation. Now, I used to hate sitting outside. Not really that big on bugs, if you know what I mean. God has spoken to me the most when I was just outside, because I'm not surrounded by all these materialistic distractions. So if you're struggling to hear God speak in your life right now, if you just are so distracted and busy all the time, take a moment, because if you say you don't have time for God, but you have time for social media or watching television, girl, you have time for God. Or guy, you have time for God. Whoever you are, make time for Jesus. Because ultimately, your priority should be your time with God. Our goal is not to please others. The only opinion that matters is of God's. So I highly encourage you, as we approach the end of the Holy Week, today is the end of the Holy Week, Easter, I encourage you to start off this next week in a stillness, in a peace. Listen to God. You don't need to listen to the voices of others if they're leading you astray. If they're leading you farther from God, listen only to God. And listen to those who encourage you closer to God this week. Because this being in that peace, being in His peace, is a place you definitely want to abide in. So, that's what I have to say today. And I hope that was really encouraging. And I hope you got something from that. The Bible verses I used were Genesis 1:1, and all those verses that say, "And God said," or "Then God said." And Psalm 46:10. One of my favorite verses ever.
I think it was fate, because you called me to tell me what you would come up with, like what you'd written, and I was outside.
She was outside.
I was outside reading.
Yes.
Like it was perfect.
That was God right there. God assuring me that this is the message I need to do. So let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day you have made. Thank you for your creation, which constantly points to you alone. And let your praise be seen in us as it is seen in your creation you've blessed us with. Give us peace and guide us to be still and know, as you say in your word. We love you more and more every day, Lord God. Thank you for all the blessings that we don't deserve. All the glory be to you alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Before you had said this, I never really thought about how we can just be in His Word by just being outside. But then, like, everything that you have, like, showed me really, like, proves to me that I can just go outside and be in Him. See, I do not have a busy schedule at all, but I just don't make time. And I should, like, it's not healthy, but I need to. And even if it's just sitting outside for a minute, like reading my Bible, like anything is good. I mean, we did just hang up our porch swing that we've had for like a whole year.
I love that swing so much too.
It's so cute.
Best porch swing ever. I'm obsessed with it. I was very excited when God put this on my heart because, as I said, this past month, I was actually baptized. For any of you listening that had no idea about this, I was baptized this past month. And I have felt the devil attacking my spirit in ways that I did not expect. He's made me so tense and so overwhelmed with all the stuff going on in my life right now that I didn't even really realize how tense I was until I actually gave it to God. And I gave it to God when I started, you know, talking to Him more, making more time. By the end of the month, I was feeling so much better. But it hit me when I was writing this devotion. Wow, I did not make time for God. No wonder I was so tense, because I just only was focused on myself, and I was not focused on what He was calling me to do or what I'm supposed to do. I was just so busy and so focused on my priorities. I didn't think of the priorities of God. So again, I hope that this was an encouragement to you this week. I will definitely be praying for all of y'all listening right now, and Avelyn, that y'all all feel the stillness of God, because being in that is an incredible feeling, one that you can't replace with anything else. It's as we said in a previous episode with a guest, the joy of worshiping God It's something that you can't recreate. It's the joy from God is indescribably amazing and not something you can get from anything else. Thank you all for listening to our podcast and supporting us. We hope you've been brought closer to Jesus through this episode.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so we know what you think.
Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
If you have any prayer requests or questions for us, go to our website and type it into our Contact Us tab. Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you all next Sunday with a new episode. Thank you.